You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Music and Conversation Radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I'm your host, Emily Blue. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Tasha Cobbs-Leonard featuring Nicki Minaj with I'm Getting Ready. Right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready.
Maneuver the jet ski, 'cause I serve a God that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi, from food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watch them all fall for going against me, 'cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. While you was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepare for a miracle blessing in these times. Now praise them, raise them, name it, claim it. Every turn that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.
Ready for overflow.
It's real easy.
Somebody
My name is Carrington Marzette. I'm the founder of Groupie Pajamas, and I am listening to The Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Every tear, every doubt, every time you've fallen down, when you're hurting, feeling shame, when you're numbing all your pain, when you've lost your way and feel so far away, you're not, you're beautiful.
With CC Winans with Beautifully Broken. And you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. Genesis 32, verses 24 through 31, in the English Standard Version says, "And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint,
as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day has broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." And he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered." The sun rose upon him, and he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. I want to talk to you about broken before blessed. The story of Jacob wrestling with God is a very familiar story, but it came alive for me after going through a series of things recently. Often, we have to go through some things to get to the destined place God has for us. We have to be disjointed and disconnected and taken out of a comfortable and pleasing state. And yes, it is super uncomfortable. It hurts and it feels quite unpleasant. But the beauty of being in a broken state is that you discover who you are and who you are not. You gain strength and confidence. Your relationship with God is cultivated and enhanced and enriched and empowered. And last but not least, you begin to walk in trust and faith in what he promised you. Remember, it is only in brokenness that you can be refilled and blessed. That's our Fresh Start segment.
You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited you have tuned in. We Talk Radio is celebrating over 1,500 episodes. Keep tuning in to each of our shows. It's Women's History Month, and Deanne and I know you are going to enjoy this month's theme: Women Who Changed the World. All month long, we will highlight and celebrate women, past, present, and beyond. But first, here's Fearless by Michelle Williams and Speak to Me by Corinne Hawthorne, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
You can take a fall, or you can love it anyhow. I know you're scared of heights, but take the jump anyway, and you won't regret it, no, 'cause there's a
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
Nothing feels better than to know you, and nothing's more important than to show you that nothing comes close to what the vibe is. Nothing's more exciting than the time spent with you. No one but you can love me true. How you love me when you love me, and you tell me everything is gonna be alright. Yeah, and you mean the world to me. You are my everything, and I never, no, never, never ever wanna know what it's like without you. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I'm talking. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me. I like it when it's just us talking, and you don't hold it against me. That you don't really need me for nothing, but I need you for everything. And when I'm honest with you, telling you my issues, you keep it up with you every time I kick it with you. It's no games, no games, oh. Don't change, don't change, huh. You mean the world to me. You are my everything. And I never, no, never, never ever wanna know what it's like without you. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I'm talking. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I'm talking. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me.
This is your Renewed Heart segment, Knowing When to Stop. As the seasons change, so has the opportunities God has placed before me. And I have to admit, managing my time wisely is key right now, in addition to making sure my family and household is taken care of. My work is done for the day, my work on my outside projects are being tended to, and I take care of myself. It's been difficult. I found myself working on my work and helping the kids with homework late at night and early in the morning. Can I just say that all of our sleep is messed up right about now? Well, in making sure I am careful about how I work my workload, I put in some factors for myself to not get too overwhelmed and to help you and me get better about how we divide up our time. Number one, give it to God. Psalm 118:24 says, "This is the day that the Lord has made." So my question to us is, why do we try to scramble for time in a day that we didn't make? If the day belongs to the Lord, give it to Him first and allow Him to create our schedules. We have to go to Him in prayer and jot down the places He leads us. If we find ourselves getting overwhelmed by the task, we have to ask God to direct our path and how we must obtain the things we are working on. Proverbs 16:9 says, "The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." It's okay to say, "Not right now." Sometimes I have to focus on what's in front of me in order to quickly get through that and move on to the next thing. If I'm working on a project, helping the kids or my husband, or out trying to take care of things, I may have to neglect non-emergency calls, a text, or an email so that I can give each thing my complete and undivided attention, and so that everything can function at 100% instead of 10 here, 15 there. When I'm able to give 100 to what God has given me, the glory of the Lord is being fulfilled. We are told in Proverbs 19:21, "Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand." Get your rest. And finally, get some sleep. A whole sermon can be done on how much we neglect proper rest, or at least I know it can be done on me. You heard me talking about those late nights and early mornings earlier in our conversation, but seriously, how am I exercising faith when I don't allow God to step in when I have to step out? He is a God that doesn't sleep or slumber. If it's not done today, then pray and let God guide you on his path of fulfillment. Psalm 127:21 lets us know that it is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest to his loved ones. We are loved ones of God, right? He is taking care of us, right? Let's give him the praise and honor for being with us 24/7, making things happen even when we sleep. People talk about residual income and things that make you money while you sleep, but how good it is to have a God who works for you so much that even when you slumber, he's making it happen. This is your Renewed Heart segment.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
To succeed.
That was Mary Mary with Go Get It and Shayla with You Are Enough. It is time for the Live Smart segment right here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. In February 2000, President Bill Clinton officially dedicated March as National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Since then, it has grown to be a rallying point for the colorectal cancer community, where thousands of patients, survivors, caregivers, and advocates throughout the country join together to spread colorectal cancer awareness by wearing blue, holding fundraisers, and educational events, talking to friends and family about screening, and so much more. Colorectal cancer is the third most common cancer in the United States and the second leading cause of cancer death. It affects men and women of all racial and ethnic groups and is most found in people 50 years or older. However, incidence in those younger than 50 is on the rise. This disease takes the lives of more than 50,000 people every year. We're here to educate people on how to prevent this disease and lower that statistic. Share this information you learn. Together, we can end colorectal cancer within our lifetime. For more information, log on to www.ccalliance.org. That's our Live Smart segment.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. Deanne and I are so excited to celebrate and highlight women who changed the world. I cannot believe we are already in March, Deanne. Can you?
No, ma'am. This year is going by like a flash.
Yeah, the last 2 months were a blur.
Basically, yes. I've already had a birthday in this month.
Yes.
We celebrated 3 birthdays in our household, like my daughter, my son, mine, then we have another one coming up this month. So I'm just, the year is almost halfway over, and it just began.
You know, it's really funny because the way this year has started out, I was like, I was praying in my prayer time. I was like, Lord, I thought we asked you for not a repeat and not to have any issues of any kind that were not like 2020. But you know what? Nothing is in our control. Everything is completely and totally in his hands. So, you know, he's like, Emily, I didn't tell you nothing was going to happen. I just told you that I wasn't going to do the same things over and over again. but I digress.
This is craziness is the norm now. I mean, I guess we can just kind of expect it almost all the time. I was at the bank the other day, and we were talking about the snowstorm that we had here in Dallas, and I said, I guess we could just kind of expect these things to either happen or get worse. And they were like, no, don't say that. Okay, what is the word, Phyllis, basically?
I know, but you know what? We want to hope for the best, and we want to just believe that everything is going to be okay. So it's all good. But But this month we want to talk about women who are changing, who have changed, and are going to change the world. And we couldn't think of a better topic, especially during the month of March, which is known as which is March 8th, is going to be International Women's Day. And then this whole month is Women's History Month. Now, I know I was watching the news today, and a lot of women are not really, really excited about celebrating Women's History Month just because of everything that's going on right now where women are getting the brunt here in this country, as far as I know, of, you know, having to not be able to work, make choices about having to work or not work because children are not in school because of the pandemic. And it's just a lot. As a matter of fact, they were saying the statistics where, or the unemployment statistics are disproportionately impacting women, and particularly women of color.
Yeah.
And so, you know, she was just not really enthusiastic about celebrating Women's History Month, which I can understand. But even in the midst of all of that, we still have a reason to celebrate, you know, women's history, because we've even though we have a long way to go, we still have accomplished so much in this world, from Harriet Tubman to Cicely Tyson to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The list goes on and on. And so we would be remiss not to celebrate and highlight this month and cherish and treasure all of the things that these amazing women have and are accomplishing. I mean, we made history at the beginning of this year, right, Deanne? Our vice president is what?
Yes,
Kamala Harris, Madam Vice President.
Yes. And this year has been very difficult to celebrate a lot of things. Like we mentioned last month, celebrating Black History was tough because of all that we've been through this year. I mean, from George Floyd to Breonna Taylor to all of the things that just happened in our cities. It's been tough. And, oh, my gosh, Emily, I just don't even know where to start. But there were things to celebrate. We found something, and we paid tribute through music, and we paid tribute through historical facts. And so we're going to do the same thing this month. And not only are we going to do that, you know, paying tribute to historical people, we are also going to talk to some women who are making history as we speak. So, next week, what's going on today?
Yes, we have some amazing guests that are going to be on the show in particular. So make sure you're listening each and every week, because we're going to have some movers, shakers, and history makers who are present on the earth and present in our local area. So what we want to challenge you as a listening audience is to go to our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages, Brand New Day Emily and Raring Royalty, and we want you to tell us of someone you admire as a woman and what they've accomplished. Because whether it's the local teacher or someone who is famous, those women are contributing greatly to society. So we want to make sure, before we say anything else, that you flood our Twitter and Instagram and all of our social media, so that we might even pick one of the ladies that you choose to highlight. So, but you got to tune in so that you can say, hey, Emily and Deanne highlighted my mother, or highlighted my aunt, or highlighted the celebrity or the politician that I selected. So make sure you go to our social media platforms. And also make sure that you're tuning in to all of the other shows on the We Talk Radio Network, because every show is going to be doing something special to highlight Women's History Month. So make sure you do that. So, Deanne, let's get it in. Let's talk about some people, or some women, rather, that have made a difference that you know from the past. I know that we just kind of touched a little bit, but just give me personally two women. It could be history makers, movers and shakers, or somebody in the local community, like your teachers, that have made an impact in your life, so, and then I'll share mine.
Ooh, oh, wow. Goodness sake. That is a long list, but I would immediately, of course, think of my mother. She, in my opinion, was a history maker. She had a print shop, her own business, and that was rare during the 70s, 80s, and 90s for a black woman to have their own business, let alone a print shop. So she spent some time at Taylor Publishing and then had her own printing company. Also, let's see, right now I'm actually working with a very special woman. She has been in the news lately. You can catch her in Time Magazine, the magazine that was issued last week. Her name is Cherie Mixon, and she is an executive director at T.R. Hoover, and they are doing awesome things in that South Dallas Bonton community. So look her up, Cherie Mixon. Amazing. Right now they're doing COVID registration drives, and she is a light to that Bonton community, that IDEA community. She, you know, most of our nonprofits, you have executive directors that are over these nonprofits, but very few of them actually live in the communities that they serve. Cherie was born and raised in this area, and she is still very committed to the community. If I could go down the history and let you know about this organization, you would be shocked at some of the things that have gone down over the years. But she and her mother, and actually and her father, they are running things over there and making sure that people are well-fed, kids are educated, and it's on and popping.
Awesome. Okay, so outside of my mother was not necessarily a history maker, but she made a difference. She made a difference in not only my life and my brother's life and her family members' life, but she made a difference in the lives of children. My mother taught for 20 plus years in early childhood education. She started in private school, Happiness House Private School in Southeast Dallas, and she started teaching at the Martin Luther King Center, Early Childhood Center, and she would always get stories from all of the children that she had taught who had grown up, and they would come back and say, Miss Blue or Miss Thomas, depending on the time that they had her, and just really were very touched by the impact, the imprint that she made in their lives. And so that's one definite person that made. And my mom was strong, very strong, and a survivor. In a lot of ways, a whole lot of ways. And so I'm just grateful for the example that she set. And I would have to say, I guess a woman that I really, really, for strength-wise, that I admire outside of local or locality, celebrity-wise, I would say that I admire, especially right now, Viola Davis. I admire Viola Davis because she is able to be just the glam, 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 and then she can be, you know, really down to earth as far as her presentation of herself. But she's connected. She's not just a celebrity. She's very connected to her community, helping people. And so I admire celebrities that are helpful in the community,
yeah,
and still remember from whence they came from. And I would even add Taraji P. Henson to that, because she has really been trying to help make a difference when it comes to mental health, especially in the black and brown communities, because mental health is not something that in our communities we've addressed extensively. And so those are two celebrity difference makers and movers and shakers that I would say that past, and with my mom, it's past, and you know, you and I both can say past because they are with the angels. you know, in heaven, taking care of everything until we get there with them. So you've already talked about a difference maker now for you. So let's talk about some of these young girls who are making, who are up and coming and already beginning to make differences. I know about you, but I watched Black Girls Rock. I don't remember if it came on again this year, but I watched Black Girls Rock and they do this thing called Mag. And it's young girls who make a difference, right? And there have been some great young girls doing things. Like, I know there's a young lady in the state of Texas who is making lemonade, has her own lemonade company. We just had a brilliant young lady, Amanda, who did the inaugural poem, making history not only just for her generation, but for young people. That was amazing. She's a young 22-year-old young woman. There's some actresses and actors. There's some young activists who are making a difference in their community. So I'm going to let you go ahead and tell me some of the young girls that you've been watching as they've been making differences in their community.
Well, Amanda, I believe her last name was Gorman. I actually, after the inauguration, my family, we realized that we had seen her on Sesame Street. She did the race talk about for the little ones, for little people out here, little kids out here. So she was talking about racism and just coming to terms with how we treat each other fairly and just and not look at people with a racist eye. Let's see, young girls. Well, there are so many. I don't have a lot of names, but I know there's one that you sent me this week that I do know. I'm actually friends with her on Facebook, and I'm very familiar with her mother. She has been spotlighted on several shows, Haley Taylor Swift, and she is the young lady who graduated high school at age 13. I believe it was 13, then went on to TWU and then SMU Law School and has a law degree now at 18. And I'm very proud of Haley. She's doing a very good job. Actually, her mother, who is also the mom of Dr. McStuffins, Miss Maisha Taylor, she's the inspiration behind Dr. McStuffins and her mother. She is doing an awesome job with her two daughters and her son. Her older daughter is a member of Sigma Gamma Rho. She's probably one of the youngest. And the younger daughter, who is a rower, she just received her high school diploma, or she will be soon, at age 11 or 12 or 13. She's 13, I think. I think she's between 12 and 13. But she just got her acceptance to TWU as well. And, you know, especially as we talk about this virtual school thing this year that a lot of us have gone through, there's a difference between actual homeschool and the virtual schooling that many of us have become accustomed to within this past year. And so Laisha actually took her kids from school and placed them in a homeschool setting. And actually it was hybrid at first and then homeschool setting and kind of brought the school home to them. And they kind of do their own thing. So and she actually has a book as well. So one day we might have her on the show. We might ask her to come on the show. But she has a book as well if you're interested. Yeah, if you're interested in trying to get your child to the next level and, like, skipping some of the lower school levels, it's really not as hard as we think. We could really make it happen. As a matter of fact, Haley was not one of those students who was like, they wouldn't even let her in the TAG program at the school she was in elementary school. And that's one of the reasons why they decided to make the choice that they did, because now it's kind of like, look what we did. You know, we got there and we didn't need that TAG program.
That whole conversation right there is a whole different.
Oh yeah.
equity in education. So we will definitely have to talk about that, but that's going to definitely be a show coming to you soon. So just stay tuned. It'll probably be during the summer months, right before we get back to school and all schools open safely.
Options. We need to take advantage of these options. We don't, you know,
we have options. That's all I'm going to say. We'll wait till August to have the rest of that conversation, or September. So,
yes, we have options.
The social thing is for you. Yeah. And so let's take advantage of some of these options. Our kids are, you know, they could start early, and that's what Haley did. And so there are lots of young women out here. They're just doing it. Like, I know a young lady, I can't think of Hannah's last name now. She's out here with her own jewelry line. I got a little cousin. She's doing this for you. So many young girls who are doing things, and then they're volunteering in the community. And so I'm just very proud of this generation in terms of their drive to just to try to make a difference in the lives of themselves, their lives.
Deanne, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, cool. So, listen, ladies and gentlemen, ladies who are your daughters or significant others, ladies, we have something exclusively this Women's History Month just for you. Now, Deanne and I are A-type-minded people. We are always doing something, always thinking, always moving. That's why we have to take breaks. But
right.
We came up with an incredible idea for you ladies as we were thinking about entrepreneurship and dreams and pursuing our visions and the things that we have on the inside of us. Purpose and destiny is definitely a topic that I like to cover, because through my coaching practice, FX3 Coaching, famous plug, I like to help people to unlock their full potential. And so as an extension of my coaching practice and as an extension of this show and what Deanne and I have created here over the past 3 years, we just want to give back to you all. And so on this Saturday, 13th, we are presenting the Dream Lounge.
Yay.
And so it is virtual because that's the life of a pandemic, but this gives us an opportunity to reach out to not only the people or the network that we have, but to you all globally.
Yeah.
And so with that being said, we want to just let you know, Deanne, could you kind of give them just a little bit about what the event is, and then I will talk to them a little bit about the actual panelists, the visionaries that we have for this amazing event.
Yeah, so Emily and I, we are all about following our dreams, setting goals, allowing God to work through us so that we can meet these dreams that he's given us. And so we wanted to share our opportunities and our wisdom and insight with our family of family. So we were part of that just so we can just kind of talk about our dreams, talk about our goals, talk about our visions, and then just be inspired by the word, inspired through song, inspired through so many good things that we have in store for you. So come on, register online, go to brandnewdayemily.com, register for this event. You will not be disappointed, we promise. Emily, go for it. Let them know who's coming, because I know they will enjoy it. Some of them have been previous guests,
and
yes.
we know you've enjoyed them.
Yes. Okay. So we have our resident encourager in chief, El Shani DeVos Young. She's going to be joining us. And we have Tamara Batsell. She's my stylist. She's going to help us with getting our image together, look not only looking the part, but living the part. Shani's going to give us our wake-up call. And we have Shelly, I don't want to mistake her last name, Michette. She's an amazing author, wonderful life purpose coach. She was a guest in July. Awesome, awesome. She's going to help us get over. She's going to help us to get that energy going so that we can really, really hone in on those dreams and goals and talents. We have an amazing, not only spoken word artist, but she's also a business coach. Her name is Sarada Murphy. We have a previous guest from January, Venezuela Williams. I think Deanne knows her really well. she's going to be helping us get our goals together. And we have an amazing psalmist who is local to the Dallas-Fort Worth community, an Emmy Award-winning artist. Her name is Kim Washington. She's going to give us some inspiration in music. And we have, let's see here, we have the amazing CEO and creator of Groupie Pajamas, Carrington Marzette. And we have, let's see here, we have, of course, me and Deanne, you know, we can't do this without the two of us. And I know that our amazing president and our amazing CEO of the radio station, Miss Nakia Davis, Nakia D, here with us. And we have a couple of more guests that we're going to have, but we want to wait till those guests are solidified. So if you would go to our website, www.brandnewdayemily.com, and go to events and register, RSVP. Spaces are limited.
Yes,
spaces
they
are limited. One intimate group of women to be poured into. So make sure you do that as soon as possible. And once you have signed up, we will send you all of the pertinent information. We do want to go ahead and preface and say that we are asking all of the ladies who participate. We are all going to be enjoying the comfort of our beautiful, amazing, and wonderful film appropriate pajamas.
Yes. This is a very casual event because it's in the evening and we want you all to relax and sit back. This is not something that we're trying to make you all work hard for. This is something where we want you to relax. Everybody's going to be in a relaxed mode, okay? Listen.
Absolutely. So, again, register today, and we look forward to, we'll have some special things for you guys, and we want to make this inaugural Dream Lounge the best ever. So make sure you sign up as soon as you can, and look online because we're going to be posting promotional materials in the next few days so that you can get a visual of who all is going to be participating. But again, you are going to be absolutely blessed. The Dream Lounge is going to help you to write the vision and make it plain upon table so you can, so when you read it, you can run with it. That's in the book of Habakkuk. I want you to make sure that you get out of your way and let God have his way in your life and stop putting yourself in a box. You don't know where your blessing is going to come from. So you have to be open to different types of events, different ideas to help push you and propel you and equip you into the prophesied place that you've been called for such a time as this. I love the book of Esther, and we'll probably be doing some things this month with the book of Esther, because she was an amazing character, her and Ruth, from the Bible. And so definitely want to take an opportunity during this Women's History Month, biblical history, to highlight both Esther and Ruth, because they did some amazing things. And we could go on and on about the amazing women in the Bible. And so we're so excited to bring to you this event. So again, register, go on to www.brandnewdayemily.com/event and click on the Dream Lounge and RSVP. And we look forward to seeing you there. So you're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. It's time for the Fearless Family segment with Deanne Lax.
Good evening, Fearless Families. I'm grateful to speak with you this evening on the topic, What's in Your Head? Over the past month, I've been reading a book called Get Out of Your Head by Jeannie Allen, and it has really helped me with connecting scripture to the things that weigh down my thoughts that are not like Christ. So many of our thoughts come from what the enemy presents to us in the form of so many things, including entertainment. Well, during this pandemic, as parents, we have kind of let some things slide that we normally wouldn't, concerning the amount of TV, video games, etc., that we all watch due to the abnormal amount of work that is done in our home during the day. My church has been focusing quite a bit on family lately and what we do with our time. And so over the next few weeks, I'm going to read excerpts from an article by Focus on the Family called Making Wise Entertainment Choices. I hope it blesses us and drives us to make some much needed changes to better our lives for the kingdom. So here goes. Today's entertainment is far-reaching and has slowly desensitized us to sex and violence. Learn how to make wise decisions about the movies, music, and shows you take in. Friday night at the movies, cable-ready cartoons, jamming to your car stereo, hours and hours on social networking sites, concerts, multiplayer online video games, movie marathons, sleepovers. Have you ever noticed how much time and money you and your friends spend on entertainment? If you're like most of us, it's a lot. And there are plenty of reasons for that. Entertainment helps us to relax. It provides a sense of adventure. It gives us new things to think and talk about. It can even offer us a sense of identity when we enjoy the same kinds of entertainment as our friends. Plus, entertainment is built into our culture. Often, it's there in the background, even if we don't choose for it to be. Have you ever wondered exactly how much time we devote to TV, music, movies, video games, and surfing online? Check out these facts. Students spend 900 hours per year in school, but the typical American kid ages 8 to 18 spends an average of 6 hours and 43 minutes a day, or 2,363 hours a year, consuming media. That's almost equal to a full-time job. Kids who have TVs in their bedrooms are likely to watch 5.5 more hours of television per week than those who don't. 9.5 million music albums were sold in 2002, down nearly 9% from the previous year. That may be because computer users download 2.6 billion music files every month. That's 30 billion songs a year. In 2002, North American moviegoers spent a record $9.37 billion, representing 1.6 billion ticket sales. 92% of teens say watching films is their number one pastime and would rather go to a movie than shop, sleep in, or go on a date. The amount of brain space occupied by entertainment shows that it's quite a priority in our lives, even for Christians. In fact, a larger percentage of Christian teenagers, 42%, watch MTV than non-Christian teens, 33%. On the same note, Alan Wee, president of the Christian music organization Interlink, says, Christian kids listen to 4 hours of music a day, most of it mainstream, not Christian. That means a serious kid who goes to 2 services a week, has a personal quiet time, and invests time with a mentor, still spends more time getting messages from the secular world than he does with spiritual things. If we're spending this much time listening to music and watching TV and movies, perhaps we'd better take a look at what we're putting in our heads. All right, fearless families, that wraps up our segment, What's in Your Head? We're going to discuss this topic over the next few weeks, and specifically the article, Making Wise Entertainment Choices from Focus on the Family, because we want to make sure that we are building up Kingdom of God, not tearing it down. And we want to bring in things that lift up His name within our household and make sure that what we choose to look at or listen to is inspiring. So this is not a judgment call by any means. Trust me, I'm struggling with what we find entertaining and what is just pure mess in our household as well. So we will talk to you all next week. Look forward to speaking with you. Love you. God loves you more. Have a great one.
Thank you, Deanne, for this week's awesome Fearless Family segment. I'm going to look forward to each week hearing about what you have to share. And I'm going to have to get that book, too, that you talked about.
Yes,
you're tuned into the
best.
Yes, I'm going to have to get that book. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to Shine Lord Radio at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com. And don't forget to advertise with us. We have an incredible advertising opportunity for you, so make sure you log on to find out how you can take advantage of those opportunities. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us how the women in your life or who you admire are changing the world. Let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was Broken Before Blessed. Our Renewed Heart segment was Knowing When to Stop. Our Live Smart segment was National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Our Fearless Family segment was What's in Your Head? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for another day, another year, another month, oh God, the third month. We thank you, Lord God, that a threefold cord is not easily broken. Thank you, Lord God, for this time and this season. Thank you for allowing us to be difference makers and movers and shakers for your glory. We want to truly exude and exhibit you, illuminate you, be kingdom women and men, oh God. God, help us to be salt and light. Help us to bring joy and not division, bring peace and not war. God, we ask you, oh God, to guide us through this week. We ask you, Lord God, to order our steps. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by God, and he delighteth in his way. And so, God, we ask you to order our steps. Give us peace that passes all understanding. We ask you, oh God, in Jesus' name, just to continue to strengthen our hearts and minds. And, God, we pray, Lord God, for those who are making decisions for you, that they say yes to you, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We would like to leave you with an inspirational and motivational quote from the late Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm. If they don't give you a seat at the table, bring in a folding chair. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's Kiara Sheard Kelly with It's Happening, or It Keeps Happening. Have a good week.
Bye. But I started seeing how God was just moving in my life, connecting me with the right people that would push me into purpose. And so I said, God, why does this keep happening to me? So I was riding in the car, and I was looking at some homes. I said, one day I want a house like that. And the Lord just kept, he kept showing me series and sequence of events that were just flashing through my mind. And I started crying, and I became overwhelmed. This keeps happening to me. It keeps happening to me. And I was in the car by myself, and I said, God, I thank you. I won't complain. I'll trust you. So I started, the lyrics just started coming to me. And I said, my seed is blessed. My money is blessed. My body is blessed. It keeps happening to me. And then we'll cover our family. I cover it.
Are you an adrenaline junkie? Have you ever wanted to throw an axe, try your hand at archery, or just smash a bunch of stuff to smithereens?
Oh.
Then come embrace the rush at Endorphin Factory, the number one demolition room in Texas. Family owned and action packed. Our factory is your playground. Blow off steam in our state-of-the-art demolition rooms. Hit bullseyes on our interactive archery targets. Or just grab an axe and start throwing. Whatever creative outlet you choose, you're sure to have a smashing good time. Come release your stress and book your next rage room experience at Endorphin Factory for the thrill of a lifetime. Book your appointment today at EndorphinFactoryUSA.com.
Keep up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.